The National Weather Service has issued a high surf advisory last night through this afternoon. 20 to 25 foot breakers will hit local beaches, and that will make for unsafe conditions. Use extra caution if you're at the beach, and don't turn your back on the ocean. Stay off the rocks, stay away from piers and jetties. The surge is expected to dissipate this afternoon. Sheriff's deputies arrested 20-year-old Orleans resident Richard Myers on suspicion of an assault with a deadly weapon and a probation violation after responding to the scene of a stabbing. Deputies were called to the area of the Orleans Senior Center, found the victim who said he had heard a commotion outside and went to investigate. While in the parking lot of the Senior Center, the 30-year-old victim said that Myers appeared from a bush, hit him in the head, and then stabbed him. Deputies gathered evidence that led them to Myers' residence, and Myers attempted to flee while armed with a rifle, but was subdued by a deputy stationed at the back door. Myers' sister, 18-year-old Ashley Myers, was also arrested for being an accessory, and both were booked into county jail. Last month, 21-year-old Robert Benefield robbed a Chevron station on Broadway in Eureka, but he was witnessed fleeing the scene by two off-duty CHP officers who got a good look at him and gave chase, although they did not apprehend him. Eureka police, with the use of video surveillance and the two CHP witnesses, were able to positively ID Benefield as a suspect, and he later turned himself in. Benefield, who was on probation at the time of the robbery, pleaded guilty to the crime and now faces up to 2 years and 8 months in prison, and he will be sentenced the 25th of this month. The Del Norte District Attorney's Office has released the results of an inquiry into the county jail after an inmate hung themselves back in July. The incident prompted recommendations about how jail staff deal with inmates who may harm themselves or others. The inmate, 46-year-old Krista Fallon, managed to commit suicide by strangling herself with a phone cord while being held in the jail's visitation room because there were no holding cells available. The DA's recommendations will mean that those deemed to be in need of mental health evaluations will now be placed in an area under direct supervision by jail personnel. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I did with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Local oyster farms have reason to celebrate after the County Department of Health and Human Services announced that its lab is now capable of testing for organic bacteria, the leading cause of intestinal distress in seafood, according to the CDC. The county lab can now test for the VP bacteria, which is prevalent along the Pacific coast, and although it affects a small percentage of oysters, it can cause illness if it's ingested. The new law testing will save local oyster farmers money because they will no longer have to ship sample orders to San Diego for testing, and the turnaround time for the test is now 24 hours, as opposed to a few days. Greg Dale of Coast Seafood said in a press release, and I quote, "We are very fortunate to have a lab of the caliber, and the new test is more reliable, more sensitive, and it's cheaper," unquote. The lab could be a moneymaker in becoming the test facility for oyster farmers on the Pacific coast. The City of Eureka wants you to know about some new bike lanes. Here's reporter Dan Squire to tell you the details.
And the City of Eureka Public Works Department has designated new bike lanes and bike routes on Harris Street between I and Harrison, as well as on Harris between J and R Streets. New Share the Road legends have been painted on the roadway to remind motorists to beware of bicyclists and to cut down on cyclists traveling the wrong way, and also to give more room for those cyclists from parked cars and other obstructions on city streets.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.